بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الله تبارك وتعالى منشز من القرآن الشريف أن آية إن شاء الله تبارك وتعالى commands the believers to remember Allah تبارك وتعالى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا والذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. Allah Ta'ala's command that all people of Iman, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Mufassirin, commentators of Quran say when Allah Ta'ala says يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O people of Iman, O people who believe in me, this is a royal address to the believers. This is a royal address. Like how a person has a pet name for his wife, or he has some sweet name for his children. Allah Ta'ala has a beautiful and a very beloved name for those that love him. Allah Ta'ala calls him believers. They believe in me. So when a person hears the ayat or he reads the ayat, he must understand that Allah is talking to me right now. And by me reading it shows that I have some sign of iman within me. That is why Allah Ta'ala has enabled me to hear this ayat or to read the ayat. It's a royal address from Allah. That listen, I want to give you something. It is just something simple. It's for people of royalty. Or you see people of blue blood. So Allah Ta'ala says, you have that in you. So I'm addressing you. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah Ta'ala says, open your ears. I want to give you something as a hadiah, as a gift. When Allah Ta'ala wants to give somebody something as a hadiah and a gift, then Allah Ta'ala wants to really give you something. And how beautifully Dr. Arifi rahimahullah wa abdul Hazrat Abdul Hay Rahmatullah Alayhi of Karachi, he used to say that it is Sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and a Hadith of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Tahaddu Tahabbu. Exchange gifts, it creates muhabbat. Give one another gifts. And how to give, who to give a gift to? That person that doesn't want to give you. To create muhabbat with him or to her, then give gifts. And how to give it also, we have learned from the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, give with your own hands. But the person that is receiving it acknowledges the gift. And he takes note, or she takes note of it. And they accept it. So next time when we meet, that muhabbat and love is created. So he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that exchanging gifts, it creates muhabbat. So in the same way, applying the same sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that by exchanging gifts, it creates love. He said, when you read one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, simple durood, wa sallallahu ala nabiyy al-ummi, we can read it now also, wa sallallahu ala nabiyy al-ummi. By sending one durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, we make this niyat, that, oh my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, I'm sending this hadiyah and gift to you. And what is the sunnah? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when somebody sends you a gift, then send him back also a gift. It creates love. So by me sending this gift to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, from the side of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we can imagine the gifts that will come to us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will send His rahmat upon us. And what we can't even imagine, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless us with. In the same ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, now, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Allah Ta'ala demands, they remember me in abundance. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. The Talmi rahmatullah alayhi, his habit was, if he had any work, and his work was only dini work, was masla, masail, fatawa, Quran tafsir, hadith commentary. So he said, when I have any work, then I make a note of it. When somebody asked him, why, what's the reason for this? He would say, Allah ta'ala created the mind, the brain and the heart, for his remembrance, not to remember anything else. Everything else is ghair, is besides Allah. Although it is linked to deen, but Allah is the maqsood. Allah is the goal. Allah is the object that a person wants in his life. So he says, everything else, I release the pressure off my mind, I make a note of it. So if I have to remember anything, I just refer to the note, my mind and my heart is khali, is free to remember only my Allah, nothing else in my heart. So Allah Ta'ala demands, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. They remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala excessively. Remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala excessively. وَسَبِّعُوهُ بُكْرَةً. This is remember the name of Allah. Take the name of Allah. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكُ. Allah Ta'ala says, take my name. Take the ism, the name of your Rabb, that is Allah. Person should take out time in the day to make the dhikr of Allah. Solitude, alone, وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, to cut yourself off completely from everything. For the masturat at home also, to cut themselves off, not to remember when they make the dhikr of Allah, then to shout all of a sudden, they put off the kettle, put on the toaster, in between the dhikr of Allah. Khalis. Exclusive time only to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. This is the demand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the Quranic ayat. Wadhkur isma rabbik. That take the name of your Rabb, that is Allah. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Make tasbih, وَسَبِّحُوهُ. Make tasbih of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening, all the time. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Lengthy tafsir of this ayat, but what you to understand over here, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants us to make a dhikr excessively. But Allah ta'ala knows how weak we are. How much to make excessive zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned the riwayat and the hadith we read in Fazal Amal. They take out little time after Fajr, little time after Asr. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was rahmatul lil alameen. A rahmat and mercy to us. The weakness of the ummah, Allah demands a lot of zikr. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, more or less, they take out a little time after Fajr, little time after Asr, and make the dhikr of Allah, little dhikr, after Asr and after Fajr. Make little dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you for the intervening time. Little bit dhikr here and dhikr there, but the remaining part of the day, Allah ta'ala will take care of you. Allah ta'ala demands a lot, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave us discount. This little time will constitute a lot of dhikr of Allah. Because it's difficult. After Fajr, now we can hear the bed is calling me. I need to go back home quickly. But as you can see, the time sunrise, 5:44. Add another 12 minutes to that, and we can read our Ishraq namaz. Ishraq salah, two rakats a person will read. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the full reward, the reward of a hajj and umrah, tamma, 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 complete, full reward. Without any bookings, without hotel accommodation, without making tawaf, Allah Ta'ala will give you the complete reward like you went for Hajj and Umrah. Without any doubt, this is very in two rakats salah. One of friends is telling us, he says, Mawlana, after Fajr, so difficult to sit in the masjid. But he says, I tell myself, I'm a businessman, I want minimum input, maximum output. I want full reward. So I just put in my mind after Fajr namaz that I'm a masjid an'im. I'm at the miqat, and I'm putting on my ihram, and I said my labbik, and I'm waiting to go for Umrah. So I don't leave the masjid. Like I'm already sitting in Masjid al-Haram, waiting to start my tawaf. In that way, I just think, now I'm sitting in front of Baytullah. Got my haram on, I'm going to start my tawaf soon. And get a full reward for Hajj and Umrah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. But the ladies at home also, they can also do the same thing. Little while sitting on the musalla, 15-20 minutes, read the Quran, the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, get the full reward. Add two more rakats to that, make it four rakats. Two rakats make salam, two more rakats. Whatever work we have for the day, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. Man got pressure, lady got pressure, I got cooking to do, I have this to do, I got that to do, the children. Read two more rakats. Allah Ta'ala says, your work is done for the day. Read Yasin Sharif. Qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, whatever his needs are for the day, taken care of. Person has a friend, he phones him, I have some taqaza, I have some work for you. And because you know, alhamdulillah, he's well set in life. And what his reply will be? Done. Sorted. Already you got itminan. A friend told me, sorted. Done. I sent the driver. Allah Ta'ala says, done. Just give me two rakats, four rakats in the morning, and a surah Yasin, and your work is done for the day. For us to build his yaqeen upon a'mal. So little while, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, after Fajr salah, after Asr salah, take our time, make the dhikr of Allah with muhabbat, with love, take the name of Allah. Allah will take care of all our needs. It's just a mindset. Yes, sometimes we have some work at home. Then too, it's never too late. If a person has to sit for morning fikr, some mashwara, he has some taqada, some need of home, whatever it is, they're waiting back home. Then too, he can still read ishraq namaz at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still give him the reward. One is how Allah ta'ala wants it, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's treasure is very great. The person makes little effort from his side. This little time after Fajr and after Asr, Allah is prepared to give him reward like the holy dhikr. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal inshaAllah.